Paul, you get out of the city and are once again staring at a farmhouse and an old tornado shelter. You know where you're going now, so it's much faster, and you know to look out for the feds, who are still here. You spend most of the afternoon and evening watching the place, and I'll assume that Lowry won't say anything if you leave a note with the receptionist stating that you'll be on patrol the next day. Third day watching, you see somebody leave the farmhouse in one of the cars, and they come back with takeout food. They don't leave the house after that. On day four, you finally get something you care about. A small moving truck shows up, and guys begin moving packages from the truck into the tornado shelter. Looks like food, canned goods, but also refrigerated perishables, and it's enough to feed a decent number of people, depending on how long you'd expect that stuff to last. However, as concerning or suspicious as that is, getting a food shipment is not illegal.
That's fine. No harm in following them anyway. While they're unloading, I'll make a run out of the woods, then hang out in my car in view of the entrance to the property.
And you've got quite a lot of distance on your view, so you wait inconspicuously off the road until you see the truck pull out. It then pulls onto the highway and heads back to the city.
Perfect! That's where I'm supposed to be actually working!
Then you shadow this vehicle back to town.
Do I notice any other cars potentially trailing the truck?
Over the span of the 30-minute drive, you don't. Which means either nobody else is following right now, or they're very, very good at shadowing.
Honestly, they can probably check who rented the truck, if they care.
Once the truck gets back to the city, the guy driving it checks back in with the rental place, then hops into a rundown SUV and drives off. If you continue following, he goes downtown before pulling into the parking lot of a construction company. The guy hops out of his car and goes inside. The company is named Hermes Construction.
Okay, Hermes and Mercury. If I try to look these guys up, do I find anything weird about them?
They haven't been established for very long. At a guess, you could imagine that if you wanted to be building and maintaining secret facilities, owning your own construction company might be a good idea. They might also be used for money laundering.
Well, you know what would be great now? If I had a team that could watch more than one location at a time.
Speaking of that, Lowry, what are you doing right now?
Hey, I'm calling for the manager of the New Jersey Delphi Pigeons. This is Freeze Frame, big baseball fan. I was wondering if you'd like me to talk to the governor about getting you a new stadium. And if we did, how would you feel about setting up our company with lifetime free tickets?
So you're just gonna wait for whatever happens, huh?
And then I'll freeze that crime in its tracks after it's already happened.
The city craves justice. But okay, Elvis, is there anything you wanted to do?
Hey, Light Show, you don't mind if I call my mom, do you? We spend a lot of time on patrol with not much happening, so it's okay, right?
I don't know. Is that against company policy?
Freeze Frame's okay with it.
Well, then I guess it's okay.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Mom. Yeah, I'm at work. I'm on patrol.
All right, Paul, I guess it's just you.
Oh, my God.
For a brief second and with no explanation, Kimon felt alone in the universe.
Well, I can only watch one place, and no matter what I see, I can't admit I've been in the woods. So if I start watching this place and it does a crime, then maybe I can rope everybody back into action.
Sound reasoning, gotta get him on this somehow.
No, actually, you know what I need? Help. I'm gonna call up that pizza place where that Danny kid works, the one that was a big fan.
Yeah, sure, you call it the pizza place. Hey, can I get you a pizza?
Nah, is Danny there? I need to ask him something.
Yeah, hold on. Danny picks up the phone. Hello?
Hey, Danny! It's Kimon, the Slayer of Men!
Oh, hey, dude! Are you in town again? You need another pizza?
Nah, but I've been on a long stakeout, and it's killing me. So I thought I'd hit the bar afterward. It was cool hanging out with you before. You want to come downtown?
Oh, heck. Yeah, man. That'd be cool. You mind if I bring some friends, though?
Yeah, it'll just be me, but I need that socialization. If you guys want to get annihilated by me at video games, there's an arcade bar down here. But there's also a jazz bar I really like.
Arcade sounds cool. I didn't know you played video games, man. I'll be honest, I just want to go for that.
I don't usually. Most of them are too easy for me. But sounds good. I'll see you later.
All right, yeah, cool. I'll see you then.
Okay, and then I'll sit out here and I'll watch this construction headquarters until it's time to go to the bar.
Stakeouts being what they are, it is many hours of nothing happening. And then it's time to go hang out with Danny. You get to the bar and meet him in the parking lot. He brought two friends with him.
All right, give him a handshake and a manly hug. How's it going, kid?
His friends are all like, dude, no way! And Danny goes, I told you, the real Kimon!
Yeah, Danny helped me with some police work a little while ago. Hooked me up with this delivery outfit, and I got a guy I was after to answer the door for a pizza.
Danny's friend goes, I am so sorry, I would not have believed you, man. Wow, that is wild! The friend grabs your hand and gives it a good shake. I'm Anthony, and this is Thor. And Thor goes, got a thunder, baby.
Your parents named you Thor?
Yeah, they thought it was cool. To be fair, though, I never met any other kids named Thor. And then after I started working out a lot, everyone kind of felt like it fit. But now I can't stop working out, or the name would feel silly.
I guess that's how Thor would want it. Or he'd want you to dress up like a girl. But that's a different story. Anyway, let's go get some drinks.
Well, you guys drink and play some old arcade games. Between your super senses and amazing reflexes, you really do school these guys at video games, at least somewhat. Danny knows one of the fighting games and can do actual combos, so he kind of floors you on that one.
Which button is block again?
Just back up.
Can I slip a punch? How do I weave?
I don't think you can, Anthony says. That's Tekken. You gotta play Steve.
Well, then why are we playing this one?
All in all, it's pretty cool and the guys have a lot of fun.
So Danny, I didn't just call you to hang out. You helped me out earlier and I was just curious if you were interested in ever getting into any kind of superhero work.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Well, I'm not a superhero.
Yeah, but no superhero worth his name truly works alone. And every team needs a lot of support. It's like, the military needs guys with guns, but it also needs people to feed everyone, to build bases, bridges, whatever. A man can't fight on an empty stomach, so if a soldier is a hero to the common man, then the common man who makes the bread can be a hero to the soldier.
Oh, are you talking about pizza deliveries?
No, kid. Look, I need another set of eyes. See, there's a crime ring operating out in the woods where you live, but the problem is I have to drive clear out of town to keep an eye on it, and I got other rods in the fire back here in the city. I was wondering if I could hire you, or maybe some of your buddies, just to keep an eye on this place, and then you can tell me if you see anything weird.
Like a stakeout?
Yeah, but it'd be really important that you not get noticed. These are serious criminals, and it'd be dangerous. But I wouldn't ask if I didn't need the help.
Shoot, dude, I don't know.
Well, look, I didn't get to be the Great Kimon without help from guys like you, Danny. But I do get it's dangerous.
I didn't say I wouldn't do it. I mean, just, like, how dangerous are these guys?
Shoot you in the head, dangerous. Tie you up and chop off your feet, kid. I mean, I'm after a guy that killed Rudy. I mean, Captain Momentum.
Mercury? That's the guy, right?
Yeah, that's the guy.
He's out in the woods? Like in my town?
Yeah, and it is your town, Danny, which means you can help me out a ton.
Well, what all would I have to do?
Just, when you can, go sit out in the woods near the highway. There's a private drive, and I need you to tell me what kinds of vehicles go in and out from there.
Okay, that doesn't sound too bad.
Don't underestimate these guys. If they catch you watching them, you might not like how they ask questions.
But all I gotta do is just sit out in the woods and tell you what cars I see.
That and not get caught.
I think I could do that. I've got some camo I could wear.
Well, hold on. I think I got something better. I go to the car, I pop open the trunk, and I dig out Swamp Thing.
Oh, dude, a ghillie suit. Cool. Oh, this is a good one, too.
Yeah, you wear that. And let me show you a spot on Google Street View. Here. Okay, so right there. I think you can stay pretty far back, but still keep a good eye on the driveway. I don't have any binoculars, though.
Oh, because you got, like, super senses, I bet. Yeah, that's okay. I got some.
You're pretty sharp, Danny. All right, but great. But I gotta warn you, this is a really boring kind of job, so I don't expect you to be out there all day and night. Just whenever you can. And I am relying on you. You are my super senses out there.
Yeah, no problem. Man, I'll do what I can. But not to seem ungrateful or anything, but you, like, did you mention pay?
Yeah. No, I didn't, but yeah, let's say that we'll start off with a trial of, $20 for each hour that you watch the place.
Oh, no way! That is better than what the pizza place is paying.
Well, you got a little bit more risk on this job.
Is there a max amount of time I could be out there?
Yeah, your max is just don't overwork yourself. If you're too tired to keep an eye out, then there's no point.
Well, you know, Anthony and Thor would be cool with $20 an hour. I don't mind splitting it up. We could do shifts.
Okay, as much time as you guys can put in.
All right, cool. How do I let you know how much time we spent watching the place?
Just let me know every time you check in, and I'll mail you some cash for it.
Just like that? I mean, whatever I say were the hours, that'll be fine?
Yeah, kid. Work like this is a lot about independence, but also about trust. I am trusting you with an important job, so I'm trusting you to let me know what kind of hours you put in it.
All right. I got it. I will not let you down. I will talk to Thor and Anthony.
Good. I'm glad I got in touch with you. But all right, I gotta run. I have my own place I gotta get back to watching first thing tomorrow.
Do I just call you if I have any problems?
Yeah, don't hesitate.
Okay, all right, will do. I will talk to you soon. And Danny waves you off, and then what do you go do?
Go home and actually get sleep. I really do need the rest.
Still mortal in spite of it all, but there's an issue here stuck in the back of your mind. You make decent money, but you'll be paying these three guys out of your own pocket. It's not like you live a lavish lifestyle, but this is not going to be cheap. And at some point, there's going to be a need to report on where the money is going. These guys will have to report it on taxes, if nothing else, if it drags on, which is going to create a paper trail.
Well, that should be fine. It's not illegal to pay someone to do private investigation work, right? Actually, wait a minute. Call Snakeman.
Hello, this is Snakeman.
Hey, Snakeman, it's Paul. I got a legal question for you.
Oh, Paul. Yeah, it's kind of late, but sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. It's a quick one. But hey, can you just become a private investigator?
Could you? I mean, first of all, sounds like things aren't going well at Unstoppable Industries.
Oh, no. Actually, a fan had an interest in doing police work, and I told him to start doing PI work. I was just curious if that was stupid advice.
Oh, in that case, maybe kinda. A PI license in New Jersey, Delphia is gonna require a bachelor's degree in some kind of law-related field, and you need to be 25 years old, and you need 5 years of experience as some kind of investigator. So it's not exactly a career track that you can just switch to on a whim.
Your super memory is amazing, you know that? You can just rattle that stuff off without looking anything up.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
So that's answered, but suppose you took a little money from your friend to watch his wife, you know, like he thinks his wife is cheating on him, and you just stake out his house.
Okay, so this is where the license comes in handy. What they're doing might not be illegal, especially if the guy is paying someone to watch his own house. But on the other hand, if it goes on a while, then it could be considered stalking. Like, the wife could take an issue with it. One reason a PI requires the education in law and the experience is so that he knows what he can and cannot do. But if he's a licensed PI, then this also means that we're going to be working more with contracts and assigning liability. If a guy hires a PI, then we have paper telling us who is what and what they're doing. However, if he hires his friend and something weird happens, then the friend is on the hook for whatever happened. I don't know if that friend would get in trouble for a situation like the one you're describing. I suspect if someone had an issue, they might just ask your friend to move along, and at that point they'd need to comply. However, that's the other thing about why we require a PI to have experience in law enforcement, because more often that means that people in the local police will already have a relationship with their local PIs, so everybody knows each other. They trust each other. It's really much, much better if your fan wants to be a PI. He'll have an easier time and probably a better career if he starts in law enforcement, even if there's not a legal requirement to do so.
Okay. I appreciate the thoughtful response.
That said, Paul, I want you to know, if you ever are thinking about switching over to a PI license, I know it doesn't pay as much as your current career, but a guy with your super senses could probably get work moonlighting for the police. You'd be really useful in so many of these more down-to-earth scenarios. So if you're ever contemplating that, I won't be on retainer for you if you leave the company, but I am on retainer for you right now, and I would be happy to help you get a license lined up.
Well, thanks, Snakeman. I don't have a bachelor's, but I appreciate the offer.
Oh. Well, it's never too late to get more education, but there are states that don't require the degree. Well, does that answer all your questions?
Yeah, it sure does. I'll call you the next time I have a quandary.
All right, thanks. Okay, good night.
Okay. Well, shoot.
So you're not totally on the up and up now?
Well, I'm sure it'll be all right. Something'll turn up here soon.
So you tell yourself. In the following days, however, it turns out that Anthony, Danny, and Thor work in shifts or occasionally together to keep a constant eye on Mercury's driveway. Danny seems to misunderstand exactly how long you'd be paying, or was just so happy to help out that he quit his job, and now he's there full time. Danny likes to hunt, and it's spring turkey season, so the weather is mostly great. This feels normal to him, and the guys are catching up on their favorite books and podcasts. Now, they're not doing this to be malicious or anything, and they think that they're really helping, but between the three of them, by the end of the week, you owe them more than your whole paycheck.
All right, we'll just hand that over and pretend it's not a problem. Good work, guys. You're going way above and beyond.
Danny goes, thanks, man. It's like a dream come true for all of us. You're our favorite superhero, you know? This is a dream job. Oh, also, hey, we camouflaged a camera, and we let it run anytime we can't come out, so we can send you that footage anytime you need.
You know what, Danny? This is the kind of enthusiasm I wish I'd see out of some of my colleagues. You guys ever thought about trying out for the police?
Yeah, I mean, like, kinda. You know, I thought about it. I think Thor's the only one who's really in shape for it, though.
Well, getting in shape's not a problem. If you don't mind being yelled at, I could run you guys through some sort of physical boot camp. You know, if you work with the police for a few years, you can be certified for this sort of thing. And who knows, we could work together all the time.
Really? Well, that'd be cool. You know what? I'll look into it the next time the police are hiring. Maybe I will.
But you haven't seen anything weird out there so far.
No, nothing all week. Sorry, man.
Does anything come in or out of there?
I haven't seen a single car go in yet. Are you sure we're in the right place?
100%. Stay tight. And then, Mason, do I find anything at the construction place?
Stuff comes in, stuff goes out. There's heavy machinery, occasional small shipments of stuff. You haven't spotted any feds watching the place. Maybe the guy who delivered the food only works here. Maybe the company name is just a coincidence. Nothing happens that would justify to a judge that you should be given a warrant to search the place. This is getting frustrating and unaffordable really fast. But in all this time, back at the office, Lowry, have you got anything now?
Yes. In fact, I am going to call everyone for an all-hands-on-deck meeting the next morning, including Michael.
Well, all right. Lowry has something important for the team. He calls you all in this morning.
All right, everybody. I know that morale has been low. We have been grappling with some setbacks. However, I do want to say that our new team up with Flux and Lightshow has been doing great. You guys have been sticking to it, and I hear there's no problems.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Lightshow says, it's mostly just been routine stuff so far, but it's going okay.
Well, guess what? I got a phone call from Kelvin McDonald, the owner of the New Jersey Delphia Pigeons, and the guy is such a big fan of us that he's agreed to let the company have a permanent box seat at their stadium, starting today.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, baseball!
Okay, clearly you guys aren't Pigeons fans. I thought this would land with a little more oomph.
Lycho goes, I mean, they're not my home team. Are the Pigeons good?
No. But it's more of a business investment. The next time we want to talk to the governor about our contracts, this is where we take them. Michael knows what I'm talking about.
Michael nods and he says, this is actually really good. It is a great way to talk business without putting too much pressure on someone. And box seats are more climate controlled, so they're great all year. We don't have to pay for these?
Well, not exactly. Not directly. As you know, I'm good friends with the municipality and I've got a lot of connections at Big Big Donuts. Meanwhile, the Pigeons were looking for an upgrade, so I got a deal figured out with Big Big Donuts. They're going to get a shop in the stadium, and occasionally I'll come to games and eat some of their donuts and drink some of their coffee in front of all the crowds. So, because they're getting that, Big Big Donuts is pitching in for the new stadium, and the city is more on board with the project, and Mr. McDonald is profusely thankful for our help. There's a bit of a catch. We do have to share the box with Big Big Donuts, and they think their clients would be excited to see a hero from the Unstoppable Industries. And these tickets grant us free entry anytime we like. So, at some point, we probably will have to go in and just meet some Big Big Donut people, but aside from that, we're totally free.
Michael gets up to shake your hand, Lowry. Oh, congratulations. I could not have worked out a better deal myself.
Oh my god, did you seriously call an all-hands meeting for this? Do we really all have to be here?
Well, Kimon, I don't really expect you're going to be there.